Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 20. Can you believe it?
That's quite the journey, doing this every day.
You seem like you're getting tired.
I am.
This is part of the Lenten journey.
Yeah.
If you're feeling tired with your Lenten sacrifices, that's normal.
But I'm not tired of you guys, so you guys are amazing. So thank you for being with us.
I have to say, though, sometimes when we make these videos, sometimes we'll do two. Just so that it doesn't require a huge chunk of our day. Just, you know, life is so busy. We have six children, homeschool, and everything else that's on the plate. So I went a couple days without doing the readings, and I felt that my resolve was weakened for my fasting. And getting back to it, it really strengthens it. So I can see the importance of always having spiritual reading on the go.
Yeah.
Or like some form of accountability or something that helps you to stay on the course.
Yeah. St. Alphonsus, some of the things he said a couple days ago about the importance of spiritual reading. And as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. We are continuously taking in things from the culture and our world. Think about just what you see generally in the newsfeed on Facebook or on the news on TV or newspapers, if anyone reads those anymore, or any entertainment. How much of our entertainment viewing is really virtuous? Mm-hmm. And we desensitize ourselves without realizing it. I think it's like the frog in the pot. Mm-hmm. You take a frog and you throw it into boiling water, what happens? It jumps out right away. But if you take that same frog, you put it into a cold pot of water and you slowly turn up the temperature, you cook it. Mm-hmm. You kill it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that's like our conscience.
Yeah, totally.
We get desensitized to the truth.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we need someone like St. Alphonsus who just like reels us back in, because that's what he's done for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for these readings.
Consider how many have been condemned for less sins than you have committed. And remember this, endeavor to atone for your offenses against God by penance and other good works. I think we've talked about this before. I can't remember if I've commented on it though. But this strikes me that there could be those who have lost their eternal salvation who've committed far less sins than I personally have committed. It takes one mortal sin to lose sanctifying grace, and to die in that state without sanctifying grace, we lose heaven. It takes one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to remember that. It's just good because we should be grateful for the forgiveness that we have received up to this point in our life. It should mm-hmm. fill us with gratitude. I don't think it's healthy always to run around in fear in the spiritual life. I think a healthy fear is good. But there just needs to be a balance. But this thought fills me with gratitude because God has been merciful in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deserve this life. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve to be before you. I don't deserve this to be in the church, because I left it. I left it. I rebelled at one point in my life. It was physically I was there, but spiritually I was dead. So my friends, you see, I don't deserve this. Yet God in his kindness and his mercy has had compassion on me. And so thinking about this fact that there could be people who have lost their salvation, who have committed less sins than me, how can I not just say thank you to Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Can think about that for a while. It would be mocking God to offend him as we please and when we please, and then to expect heaven. Why did this line stand out to me?
Yeah, why?
I think because this is me. I feel like I often just do what I please and then just expect God's forgiveness and all is well. So it's like I'm the boss. I'm actually not the boss. I need to remind myself that.
Feels like you're the boss sometimes. I'm kidding.
You tell we can laugh at each other. That's good.
I get it. Yeah.
But it's just, I feel like this is just one of St. Alphonsus's messages that he repeats over and over and over again, that we cannot have a sin of presumption.
That's
and just
right.
Assume that, okay, I'm going to live my life, and when I get old and gray, then I'm going to change my ways, because I think the clock is running out. One other benefit from reading these, I feel like I'm getting to confession more often. It's really awakening my conscience. not to the level of scrupulosity, because we don't want to get to there, that point. But I just really want to love Jesus more and not offend him so much. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I do.
So we would really appreciate to know what has been sending out to you. Just please comment below, like this video, share it with others, and please seek Our Lady's intercession with us. Mm-hmm. The link is right up there. God bless you guys. See you tomorrow.